The city of Bloomington is removing addresses of fatal overdoses from their data portal. The move comes after community members objected to a map on the city's opioid data website, BloomingtonRevealed.com. That map displayed the addresses where fatal overdoses had occurred within city limits. Through a social media post, Monroe County Commissioner Amanda Barge expressed outrage at the publishing of addresses and demanded the city remove the feature from BloomingtonRevealed.com. City of Bloomington Communications Director Yoka Sanders says, after a staff meeting yesterday, the city is removing addresses from the website.
The site is in the process of being reconstructed. The street addresses are being obscured, and in their place, a label is being placed on the geographical dot that indicates whether the location is commercial, residential, public, or hospital. This is all being done sort of by hand, and so the process is taking just a bit longer than it would be if this could be done automatically.
Cassandra says the city is encouraging area residents, particularly with those with lived experience with addiction, to reach out.
We are, it's important to note, hoping to hear from folks on an ongoing basis. We continue to collect input from people, especially those who have lived experience of substance use disorder and those who are directly, immediately affected by this epidemic, by this crisis. We're taking stories on our website there at Bloomington Revealed. So there is a portal there where you can share your particular experience, and hoping that that personal narrative can complement the, you know, objective data that's collected there on the site.
Cassandra says the addresses of overdoses will still be available on the website, but they will not be displayed as part of the data presentation. The address on the city's opioid data website, again, is BloomingtonRevealed.com.